that's the nice thing about them. They try to, you know, you got a one source thing. It's like the old amateur, the amateur radio handbook. You know, it's got everything in it on circuits that you ever wanted to know about. We, of course, were not the only people doing. GE did a very good job on handbooks, and as did RCA. They were, actually, they probably made money on them. They sell them through distributors. They were very popular through distributors. We didn't seem to do as much on those, on the integrated circuits, as we did on the discrete for some reason. I don't know why. The original one was the Zener diode handbook for some strange reason. I don't know why that was picked. I didn't originate any of them. There was the marketing manager or somebody decided we needed more publicity to get your name in front of, you know, the customer sort of thing. And for some reason they picked the Zener diode, and I was chosen to write it, and our advertising manager was chosen to edit it, and it took us probably 6 months to put it together, and it wasn't very thick because we'd never done anything like that before, though. It took a lot of revision. And then it dawned on them, they said, well, you know, we're power transistors is a much bigger business than Zener diodes, so we needed a power transistor, and that took a joint effort. That was, they were probably, if you include engineers and technicians contributing, it was probably like 20 people or so that, and I ended up more or less as the editor on that one. That was a fairly complete, you know, pretty much told you everything you need to know about power transistors and what they were and what their uses were. And there was one on rectifiers, and well, I guess it's just called a rectifier handbook, come to think of it. Someone else, I think, did most of the work on that one. We had a guy who was pretty much in charge of the power supply circuitry, and so he knew a lot about rectifiers. So we had a publicity. We did our own work. We did our own advertising for years, and we had our built-in publishing house. When we make a data sheet, they did all the printing. But we got the data sheet. We had to have. There was a, can't remember the name. There was a printing house in Phoenix that did a lot of that work, and whenever we'd have brochures and stuff, they'd do a lot of that. They're a very useful tool for salespeople. You know, they could, you know, go in there and, you know, say, well, look, why don't I give you a handbook and, you know, see what we've got and see what you think about it. And so it's effective sales ploy.